Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, it has.
Yeah, sure has.
Did you make it to the bike this weekend?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, ma'am.
Okay, I didn't make it either. I had a nice barbecue to go to this weekend.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about all that. Mm-hmm. Let me bring the staff on board, Crow Host.
Good evening, everybody.
Bernice. Mm-hmm. And our switchboard, one-eye producer.
Now, you see how mom be clowning you, shop.
Yeah, I really wasn't trying to put it out there, but okay.
Exactly.
Oh, we clowning today, child. But anyway, our producer and switchboard operator, Chabonet.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
We're having a little fun, a little inside joke. Chabonet had a bit of an allergic reaction. Plus, we think the old girl done got bit by a, a spider. So, her right eye's kind of swollen up there, but she's doing okay. She's hanging in there and on the air with us today. So anyway, first off, any announcements, birthdays, anniversaries?
No, I have none.
Chabonet?
Just happy birthday to Cherie and Jessica this month.
Okay, happy birthday, Cherie and Jessica.
Happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, what else is there? We also, from the staff of In the Studio, we like to send out our prayers to the families involved. I'm sure everybody's heard about it by now, the shooting that took place at the opening of Black Knight at the theater in Colorado.
Yeah. Batman, what is it, Rising?
Is it the Black Knight Rising? Is that what it is, Shel?
Dark Knight.
Dark Knight. Okay. Yeah, right. So our prayers definitely go out to those families. So many people, God, I think it was, what, like 12 deaths and 52 injured?
Mm-hmm, that's what I heard.
And three are still critical. They don't know, could go either way. So our prayers are with you. And, in fact, Seattle, we had on, I believe it was Friday night, we had a service for you folks back there, a prayer vigil. So you're in our prayers. Anything else? Oh, and Bernice, that's right. I didn't go to Bite of Seattle, but how was your barbecue?
Oh, my barbecue was really nice, really nice. We had so much food and music and a lot of people there. Sure did miss Chabonet. I was kind of hoping she'd make it, but she didn't make it.
I'm glad you guys had a good time.
Oh, it was really nice. It was really nice. We had so much food. I don't even want to see no food today. That's how much food we had.
Oh,
no, that's right.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and one of the ladies that was one of the 717s, they went out and bought us brandy goblets, and they had the number 717 engraved on the glasses as a token of their appreciation. So
oh,
that was really
that
nice.
Was sweet.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, that was really nice.
That is really
thank you,
really
ladies
nice.
And gentlemen. Thank you.
Yeah. That
was really nice.
Nice.
That really touched my heart. I said, oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Good people.
Yes.
Good people.
Yes.
Okay, and now Shab had something for us just before we went on the air, and I'd like her to repeat that because me and Vernice were taken aback.
Yeah.
Just on TMZ, they said Catherine Jackson, Michael Jackson's mom, apparently is missing. It says a source tells the AP that Catherine is with her daughter Rebe, and
oh,
has been
okay.
prescribed rest by a physician. Yeah, they didn't know where she was as of July 15th,
mm-hmm.
but apparently now they do. Looks like one of the sons had reported her. No, the nephew had reported her missing Saturday night.
Oh, okay.
And they didn't know where she was, and because they've been going around. Apparently, the Jackson 4 wants some money from Michael Jackson's will, and he didn't give any of his siblings money. He gave
right.
some money to his mother, and then the rest are for the kids.
mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So they have been bickering over the estate, and it's been driving Miss Jackson, obviously just nerve-wracking for her.
Yeah.
They were saying she had a mild stroke and all this stuff, and their Michael's daughter Paris came out and said, no, her grandmother didn't have a stroke. She was fine, but she did say she was missing, but she got away from everybody and apparently is now at Rebe's house and being taken care of.
Okay. So Rebe is her oldest daughter.
Right.
Yes,
right.
The one that stays out all this
yeah.
BS.
Right.
She sure does.
Yeah.
You never heard about Rebe
in the spotlight. She don't want to be in the spotlight.
Oh,
I don't blame
I'm
her.
So sorry to hear that. But see, they're money hungry.
Yeah.
What is wrong with people? What, you know, if they cared that much about Michael or Michael cared about them, don't you know he would have thought about them if something were to occur?
Mm-hmm.
Instead, he only thought about his mom and his children because maybe that was the most important to him.
That was the most important thing because he had to figure out, well, he didn't know he was going to go, but he was thinking, okay, if I go before anybody in my family, who will I leave my estate to? And so, quite naturally, that would be one of the two main things that would be on his mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry about Miss Jackson. Well, my prayers go out to you know, as well. But, ooh, Miss Jackson, don't be letting your family drive you crazy. Don't let them people put you in the grave.
Mm-mm.
You done come too far now to turn around with that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
They need to find a job, or they should have did better investments with their money or whatever, but just to be hammering you all the time for money. You trying to raise Michael kids and shoot you up in age yourself,
that's
you know?
Right. That's right.
God, give the woman a break.
And money makes them do strange things.
I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
I guess so. Sometimes it's better to be poor and comfortable, you know, than to be rich and famous. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, was there any other announcements?
No, that's it on my end.
Okay,
yeah,
okay, well, we're going to begin with celebrity gossip, y'all.
Okay.
We're going to have our clown shoes on. Yes, indeedy.
Okay, y'all.
So we'll let Vernice begin. Vernice, come on with it, girl.
Okay, prophetess Juanita Bynum is now acknowledging publicly that before she was an abused wife, she was abusing herself. Bynum says she's done it all, from drugs to being with men and to being with women. She says she made these choices due to her lack of wisdom. The prophetess says purpose and destiny allowed her to get away with this from destruction, including letting go of her husband, Pastor Thomas Weeks. Weeks and Bynum had a violent confrontation in an Atlanta parking lot that became known to the public and left Bynum battered. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Congratulations to you, Prophetess Juanita Byron, for standing up for yourself and walking away from the bullshit.
Mm-hmm. She's
okay.
been through a lot.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to you.
Yeah. Okay, we got newlywed and Eagles quarterback Michael Vick has launched a sports clothing line, y'all. The line is called V7, V as in value, will be sold at Modell's. Proceeds will benefit the Boys and Girls Clubs of Philadelphia. The 2012 NFL season kicks off September 5th. Vic's new book, Finally Free, is coming out on September 4th, and in his book he details the dogfighting scandal and his time in prison.
Okay. Mm. That should be good.
Yes.
That should be good. I wish the best for him. He has really did a 180-degree turn.
Have you seen him in the last season, football season? That man was phenomenal, okay?
Yeah, he was.
He was phenomenal. I mean, when nobody could step up to the plate, he stepped up and took the ball and ran away with it. You hear me?
Mm,
I said, "No, that's
he
what
was.
I'm talking
he
about.
Came back.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Okay, we got Natalie Cole's mother and Nat King Cole's widow, Maria, passed away last week at the age of 89. She was battling cancer.
Bless her heart. Prayers go out to them, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The American Idol shakeup I talked about last week laid some big bombshells. Steven Tyler and Jennifer Lopez are out.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me either.
Mm-hmm.
Will J-Lo and Steve be replaced by the Queen of Soul? Yeah, she was talking about that. She hasn't made a decision yet, though.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler and Lopez separately announced they're leaving Idol, but there are whispers that they beat producers to the punch. Sources say Lopez wanted a hefty raise to return, and Steven Tyler didn't live up to expectations. I never did expect him to. I don't know why they picked him in the first place.
Well, what did they expect him to rise to? Make the ratings go up?
I don't know.
Hey, what did they expect him to rise to, Shab? It's a question. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know who Steven Tyler was. It ain't one no shock.
Yeah. Huh. Okay.
You know the boy crazy and wow.
Idol ratings took a hit, and producers had no intention of relinquishing their title as the top singing reality show. Remember, I said there were just too many singing reality shows. Yeah, there are, and it goes on to list all the folks who wants to be there, including Kathy Lee and Mariah Carey, Charlie Sheen, and Adam Lambert. Okay, so that ends all of that action, y'all. Mm-hmm. So, Tony Cornelius has started a suicide awareness network in honor of his dad, Soul Train founder Don Cornelius, via the Don Cornelius Foundation. Tony and the foundation are spearheading efforts to be supportive of the survivors of people who have committed suicide. Don Cornelius took his life in February at the age of 75. I'm still curious as to why he took his life.
Well, definitely, you can clap for Tony Cornelius for doing that, but go ahead.
Yeah, because the clapping sound came in at the wrong time. You didn't notice that when she said he took his life. Next thing you know, you hear this clap, 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 clap. I'm like, whoa.
Okay, can we repeat that, please, without the clap?
Yeah. Timing was a little off on that. Some might consider inappropriate. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's try that again.
Okay, we're going to leave that one alone. Okay. Oprah Winfrey has stepped in to save her dad's barbershop, but his soon-to-be ex-wife is not happy. Barbara Winfrey says Oprah has come between her and her husband. Oprah's dad, Vernon Winfrey. Vernon has owned his barbershop for 50 years, but Oprah bought it to save it from being sold in foreclosure. This was around the time Vernon dumped his wife. Barbara Winfrey feels Oprah is a bad influence on Vernon. Vernon has recently accused Barbara of cheating on him.
So sad. Okay.
That's ridiculous.
Look, anybody ought to know if you get with Vernon, his daughter is Oprah. Do you think she's not going to help her dad? Come
on. Exactly.
You know, come on.
What would she do if she was in Oprah's place?
Thank you.
You know?
If I had a lot of money and my parents needed help, I'd be right there.
Hey.
Just like Oprah.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to help any way that I can. I got billions.
Exactly.
Okay?
And I can't help my family, but I can help everybody else in the world. Come on.
Mm-hmm. And not only that, she's got money. How stupid can this woman be?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Barbara, if she helps your husband, it means she's helping you too.
Yeah.
Hello.
But
get
she
with
didn't
the
get
program,
that.
Barbara.
She didn't
you
get that.
Get the email.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Barbara didn't get that.
Yeah, evidently.
Mm. On another Oprah note, Alicia Keys will be honoring the Mighty O at the Keep a Child Alive charity event, which is happening in November. The charity helps to support children affected by HIV and AIDS in Africa. Past honorees include Bono and President Bill Clinton.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Alicia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actor Michael Clark Duncan is doing better after suffering a heart attack last week.
What?
Oh, that's
yeah.
good to hear.
Oh, you didn't know that?
Yeah,
he suffered a heart attack. He sure
yeah.
did.
Mm-hmm.
It was scary. Ooh, thank
yeah,
goodness
it was
he's
scary.
Okay.
Yeah. The 54-year-old actor, best known for the movies of The Green Mile, Planet of the Apes, and The Scorpion King, was saved by his girlfriend, reality star Amorosa Manigault Stallworth.
Whoa,
okay,
whoa,
name.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. He's seeing Amorosa?
They got a yeah. child. They got a little son. They got
I did not know that.
Hell
oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
He
I'm mixing her up with the other
they
chick.
They got a little boy.
Mm. Oh, never mind. Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Amorosa, 38, is best known as America's favorite villainess from Donald Trump's reality show, The Apprentice. According to Amorosa, she found her fiancé just in time and was able to revive Duncan. Duncan's condition is listed as improving.
Yeah, he is so fine.
He is.
Damn, that's a good-looking brother.
Yes, he is.
Woo, and got a body. But, yeah, but I'm really happy for him and Amorosa. Glad she was there.
Yeah.
Saved his life. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they've been together for about three years, Chauvinet. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
They had a little boy. Yeah, she was pregnant last year. They got a little, I believe it's a little boy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
that's a, I
so now
it's
he's getting ready to get he's getting
them.
Ready to marry her.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
He does want to marry her.
Yeah, because it says in here Amorosa found it. She found her fiance, so they're engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Alpha Lorenzo Walker and his girlfriend Tamara Diaz are charged with trying to extort Stevie Wonder.
What?
Walker is Wonder's cousin, and police say he tried to blackmail the singer by releasing a film detailed how badly Wonder allegedly treats his family. Authorities also say that the pair threatened to expose an alleged incestuous relationship. A judge deemed there was enough evidence to charge Walker and Diaz, who allegedly received a $10,000 down payment against their $500,000 demand. Wonder denied all of his cousin's allegations to police.
I know he did. They
it's
just
all
trying
about the money, honey. It's all about the money.
Mm-hmm. They ain't doing nothing but trying to take his money.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
It's getting ridiculous. It's getting ridiculous.
It is.
But people, you know, I mean, it's gotten bad, and it's going to get worse. People's hard up for money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what? I want to say something right quick when you just said that about things are getting bad. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling that that guy that committed that crime back there at the theater in Colorado, I don't think he's through. I think there's one more thing that's going to come out, pop out about him.
Well, you know his house is booby-trapped.
Well, that too, but you know what got me? He had booby-trapped, and we'll get back to celebrity, mm-hmm. but... he had booby-trapped the front door, okay? We all know that, like, about 6 bombs were there at the front door, whoever mm-hmm. tried to open it. Mm-hmm. But do y'all know he also booby-trapped his refrigerator? That made me start thinking. Because whoever came in, of course, the bomb would have went off and destroyed part of the front. Mm-hmm. So why would they even get to the refrigerator? What bother would it be? But he had booby-trapped his theater refrigerator, which to me states that there's something else to come. He isn't done.
That's possible.
He's not talking to anybody. He'll be arraigned tomorrow. But he's not talking to anybody. But I said, this guy isn't done.
But he's also smart enough to know that they will go in and, you know, the next thing for them to do is go in and check his apartment.
Yes.
And so he was going to get whoever's going to try to go in there. And if it's got three, this is what I don't get. If he's got three bombs geared up at the front door, what makes him think that somebody's going to make it to the refrigerator?
Well, that's
you know,
it.
It sounds like that he's trying to tear up the whole building. or half of it anyway.
Well, no, I just feel like, huh? Go ahead, Shaw.
It could be. No, I'm just saying, could be. You don't know.
Yeah.
I just feel like there's something else is going to pop off about him.
Mm-hmm.
It just, something just ain't right there. Because I was like, why would you put a bomb in your refrigerator? Who would even get to that point to even care? The front door and the entrance is gone.
I mean, who would even make it
through
the refrigerator?
How can you?
Yeah, if the front door is already booby-trapped.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where was he thinking?
I just think there's something else is going on. I may be wrong, and I hope so, but I just think something, you know, like something is going to happen, and I'm like, well, how did that occur? Because he had already lined that up to occur, too, at a certain time in a moment, even though he's in custody.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the last one that I have here is basketball great Magic Johnson is on the cover of the latest edition of Jet Magazine. He is talking about his new TV network, Aspire. It's aimed at the 30 and older audience. Aspire was the first channel scheduled as part of an agreement Comcast has with the FCC to launch 10 new independently owned cable channels. Besides classic TV shows from the 60s and 70s, from Diane Carroll, Bill Cosby, and Flip Wilson, Aspire will also feature documentaries, films, gospel, and music program. This new cable network, along with his acquiring of the rights to the Soul Train brand, are just two of the many business ventures Johnson is engaged in, along with celebrating 20 years of survival and awareness since the AIDS virus, HIV, forced him to retire from basketball. Is that something?
You know, Magic Johnson is so generous, y'all. He not only helps his people, but he gives back to the community as well. I mean, it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. So,
right on. So that's all I have on mine. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, at this time, y'all, why don't we take a quick little break here for, I don't know, maybe about 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay.
And we'll come right back. So hang in there, folks. Stay with us. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more celebrity gossip, what's going on and what's not going on, because you know we got to talk about Tomcat. That's coming up, too. All right. See you in 5, folks. Be right back.
All day.
welcome back, everybody, to In the Studio with Linus, Chabonet, and Bernice. And we're back with Celebrity Gossip. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. And please call in if you have any, if you know any gossip or just want to comment on what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, we do have our clown shoes on today. Some is serious, some will be funny. So the next thing up that we're going to talk about is Fantasia.
Oh.
Lord, she's been in our gossip thing for over a year.
Yes, she has.
Fantasia says she is not pregnant and not heartbroken, despite the fact that Antoine Cook has moved on with another woman, y'all.
Okay. See, I told you.
Another woman. Cook has been spotted with reality star Kendra James from the Bad Girls Club. Fantasia is currently touring the country. She has been recorded breaking down during her concert, saying all she needs is Jesus. In the meantime, Cook has been on Twitter saying he is a responsible father to his three kids, two by his wife and his youngest by Fantasia. The former American Idol winner has not been lucky in love ever since she took up with the Mary Cook. Since things have taken a turn for the worse. Sad, huh?
Yeah.
Sad. Any comments, anybody?
No, I don't have no comments.
Mm-mm.
She's stuck for life, so oh well.
Yeah, she is, and she didn't want to listen. So anyway, hopefully things are getting better. I don't know. We hope. Well, y'all, you know Andre 3000 is playing rock legend Jimi Hendrix in a movie based on Hendrix's life. The movie will focus on the early years, and that's because the Hendrix estate will not allow the use of Hendrix music in their film. I'll say.
Well, okay. That doesn't make sense. Why did they not allow that? I mean,
I know. Without his will, I guess.
I mean, because that's who he is, the music. So that makes no sense. You're allowing him to do a movie unless they're not giving permission for it. I don't know how that works.
I don't know. Unless they're wanting royalties from it, and they refuse to give him royalties. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, because they sure would have to use his music. That's for sure.
Yeah. Don't they own rights to his music?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's what
I thought. Say, yes, ma'am, they do.
Yeah, they have to pay them royalties.
Well, Gabriel Union says she's been in a relationship with basketball superstar Dwayne Wade has hurt her career.
What?
She's
been acting up. That's right.
He's
been acting up.
Huh?
He's been acting up.
Well, she said it has nothing to do with the end of his marriage to Sylvain Wade, but the public's perception is there. Public perception is there. Union says she had to deal with being labeled as a homewrecker and a gold digger.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, didn't she come after their split?
I thought she did too. I mean, at least
I was going to say that she came up after.
Mhm. Yeah. I thought they came after myself.
Mhm.
Mhm. Okay. Yeah. You know, because him and her were already having problems.
Mhm. Mm-hmm.
And Gabriel Union came after the fact. I mean, I don't know why. I guess she's looking for somebody to blame, and she keeps talking about Gabriel Union. So I don't know, because I don't see any history with Gabriel being like that, running after other married men. You know what I mean?
Right. No.
She doesn't have that history, so.
Mhm.
Anyway, probably just a bitter woman.
Mm-hmm.
Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr.'s office reported that the Democratic representative is being treated for a mood disorder. The son and namesake of the civil rights leader had taken a leave of absence for more than a month from Congress. Criticism has been mounting for him to explain what's going on. Published reports have cited friends of the family claiming Jackson Jr. is being treated in Arizona for alcoholism and depression. It's been a rough time for the 47-year-old congressman. First, he and his wife Sandy endured much public scrutiny after Jackson's extramarital affair with a model was made public. Jackson is currently facing apple don't fall too far from the tree, do it, y'all.
Sure don't.
Well, you know, Dad got that little 7-year-old son. Okay, mm-hmm. Them guys are all way grown. Didn't I just say he was 47?
Yep, you sure did.
Hello, somebody. Mm-hmm. Jackson is currently facing a congressional investigation for any part he may have had in the selling of President Barack Obama's former Senate seat. Former Illinois Governor Rod Baglovich was convicted and is currently in jail for his actions in that scandal. Jesse Jackson Sr. has refrained from giving details other than saying his son is going through a tremendous challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, Evander Holyfield has moved out of his mega Atlanta mansion. Y'all, this
mm-hmm.
house is off the chain.
Mm-hmm.
The home went into foreclosure because he owed more than $14 million. Holyfield has suffered a number of financial challenges.
Mm-hmm.
He owes thousands in federal taxes and thousands in back child support for his numerous children. Now, if y'all don't know it, brother got 11 kids.
Oh, my gosh.
11 children. And I mean, the house is beautiful. I don't
bet.
Know how many bedrooms it is.
I bet.
It is gorgeous. I've seen it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It is beautiful. Well, y'all, we ain't talked about Monique in a while, so what happened to Monique? Well, after being abruptly dropped from her late night talk show on BET, she has been in hiding. Look for the Oscar winner to emerge next year. She has been working out and losing weight. In 2013, we're going to see a whole new Monique. Now, I did post a picture of her, y'all, on my Facebook page.
Okay.
And, I mean, she's half the size.
Yeah.
The last time y'all saw her,
mm-hmm.
she's half that size. So it kind of gets me because I wonder, remember, y'all, when she came out on the scene, everything was skinny bitches?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Look who's becoming one now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought of when I first saw the picture. I'm like, I thought Big was beautiful. What happened? Maybe it's because she's gotten older now and it's starting to affect her health.
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe health-wise is why she
mm-hmm.
lost that weight.
Maybe she's doing it for health reasons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and she hasn't said anything yet.
Yeah. Well, I hope so. I mean, good for her. I'll
mm-hmm.
definitely say that because anytime you improve your health, and especially if you're overweight, you know what I mean, to
mm-hmm.
that extent,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Hand clap to your girlfriend for losing the weight and getting healthy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Maybe she'll come back with a better attitude, too, because, you know,
mm-hmm.
girlfriend was a little, So maybe things. She was trying on her show, though. After she got started for a while, she kind of calmed down and was doing good. But I think she was ego-tripping after that Oscar. So
mm-hmm.
maybe she's regrouping now and looking at everything and getting it together.
That's possible.
Coming back to reality.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
But I could see at the point where she was talking about trying to build up women's self-esteem because during that time she was talking about it, they was talking about how big women were labeled as unhealthy individuals because they were overweight.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
And there are
did.
Many overweight women who were very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know. So I didn't fault her and nothing she did. I'm just thinking, like, you know, like I said earlier, that it could be her own health reasons that's making her do that.
Yeah, could
mm-hmm.
be. Could
mm-hmm.
be for me.
Yeah.
But any good. Case is good, you know.
Yeah.
Anything to make
mm-hmm.
your health better, I'm happy
good.
For her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, y'all, it's official. They are officially man and wife. Reality star Chad Ochino Johnson and Evan Lozada are now man and wife. Check out their photos
mm-hmm.
in the latest issue, y'all, of U.S. Weekly.
Mm-hmm.
Chad has a new football home with the Miami Dolphins, and the reality show with the Lozada debuts this fall on VH1.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mm.
And reality star Nene Leakes continues to have problems with her oldest son, Bryson.
Uh-huh.
Bryson is in trouble with the law again,
mm-hmm.
y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Most recently, he was caught stealing razors from Walmart.
Uh-oh.
He was arrested twice earlier this year for gun and drug offenses.
Well, you know, Bryson didn't want to work.
Yeah.
That's Bryson's problem.
Yeah. Well, maybe, is he trying to get attention from his mom?
Yeah, because his mom said that she wasn't going to buy him no car.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when all that mess started, when she told him no.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's
mm-hmm.
what I got from it.
Well,
maybe she should have been saying no sooner.
Yeah.
I said maybe she should have been saying no sooner.
A lot sooner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, before she became famous, because trust me, you know, she didn't have the money she's got now.
Mm-hmm.
No.
So, I mean, if she was spoiling him earlier when they were, you know, trying to live a life comfortably, mm-hmm. then why now do you want to act a fool?
Yeah.
You know, because your mom's rich and she, you think she should be able to do that.
You know that truck that she bought here before? I think it was a truck. Did he tear that truck up or did they repossess it? You remember right after her and her husband split up?
I don't know. No, I can't remember.
Because she took him to the car place and she bought him a truck for him. And I think that's, you know, it went down from here from there. So that's why I'm thinking it could have been the fact that she wasn't going to buy a truck from me. Got in a wreck or something.
I don't even know about that.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. Oh, also, bring everybody up to date. Mary J. Blige, she ditched that E! Show opening act for a role as a mentor on The Voice. Mentor, I should say, on The Voice. So both shows are owned by NBC, but for this show, Mary will be a part of Judge Adam Levine's team and mentor his competing singer. Another reality show, of course, you know, The Voice, premieres Monday, September 10th on NBC. And more Mary news, she's also coming out with a fashion collection, y'all, which will have boots, accessories, and jeans. Mary need to come out with some hats because she'd be wearing some.
Don't she be wearing some beautiful
sharp
hats?
Yeah,
I'm
she
like,
wears
this girl
some hats.
Sporting these hats.
She need to be coming out with a line of hats. Anyway, so Mary, she's scheduled to be one of the stars on the TV show Parallel Lies. She will play Betty Shabazz, the widow of Malcolm X. The movie is about the lives of Coretta Scott King and Shabazz. Filming starts in September. Finally, Blige, will be on the Liberation Tour with D'Angelo and Melanie Fioni. They'll be in Philly Friday, August 24th. Yeah. For you people back there. Side note, D'Angelo, I just saw a picture of him recently. Y'all, he done lost weight. He ain't as chunky as he was. And supposedly this new album is coming out. It's going to be off the chain.
And if you haven't got the June GQ magazine, he is the cover and main article in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's in black and white, and it is delicious.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all notice how she said delicious.
Heck yeah. I was like, he is my screensaver.
Yeah, well, hopefully, you know, hopefully things will have turned out better, you know, for him. I hope so, because I thought he was a brilliant artist. I really did. I mean, that boy had just a genius with all the different instruments he could play. Kind of reminded you of Prince. For Shaw generation, they got D'Angelo. For mines, it was Prince, you know, the just talented, brilliant. So hopefully he's back on the recovery now. Okay, y'all, let's go on and hit the scoop. Tom and Katie Holmes. What's up, y'all?
What's going on?
Let's talk about, well, you know, it's been in the news now for over a week about them getting a divorce. Now, I feel, because of the Scientology, this is just me now, that they have certain criteria when you become a member and also for your kids that they separate the children from the parents. They have had people that had joined Scientology, and when they took the kids away, you know, because they wanted to school the kids in Scientology, people left that organization. Because they said the schooling is not up to what the standards of kids are learning in public schools or private schools. So that was number one. Plus, parents didn't want to be separated from their children. Like I said, these are their criteria, Scientology. Katie was like, no. And I guess for the past year or two, from what I gathered reading, is that Tom is can be abusive with his mouth, what I want to say, oral abuse, what is
verbal
that,
abuse. Verbal abuse.
Verbal abuse, okay, yeah. And he's embarrassed her not only in front of her parents, but his mother and some of their friends. You know, just saying things out of, like, as we say, out the side of his mouth.
Well, like, she don't know what she's talking about, and she don't know what's going on. Belittling her as her.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's what he was doing.
Her.
There
yeah.
you go. He was belittling her. And so, the last straw, Katie contacted her father. Now, you know, her father is a divorce attorney, Katie Holmes' dad. So he flew out to California to find out what's going on because when she called him, she was hysterical and upset. Blah, of course, you know, that's his child.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, this is what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
She got her another apartment, started doing stuff in the background, lining up, putting some money to the side, getting things lined up for her in Surrey. And so then she let Tom know, we're getting a divorce. But she did. She blindsided him.
Yes,
but
she did.
Said, I just couldn't take anymore. I mean, and she's a young girl. I mean,
yes.
She just turned 33.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all, ain't it something how his first wife left him at 33, Nicole left him at 33, and I'll be damned.
Mm-hmm.
Katie Holmes is 33 and filed for a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with that? 33 don't work for you, Tom, okay?
Honey,
but
younger than 33 don't work for him. Okay, what? It's what? 33 minus what? Five?
Mm-hmm.
What, 20?
Yeah, because he's 47 years
exactly.
old.
Exactly. They're too young.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Their divorce should be done, right? Their divorce is done. That was pretty quick.
Yeah, their divorce is done.
Whose?
Tom and yeah, it's done.
No, they're not divorced already, are they?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, he had a very tight prenup, and she really didn't want the money.
2 weeks.
Yep, 2 weeks, and
it was
done.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so they are legally divorced.
They are legally divorced.
Yeah, they're done.
Yes.
Out of here. That was
fast. Last week he had his first visit, parental visit, since they've been divorced, you know, with the baby.
Oh,
yes,
because, you know, she wants full custody.
Right.
She doesn't want her daughter raised up in that fine
custody. Yeah, but no, she's sharing joint custody with Tom. He
wouldn't
let that
happen.
She's
sharing joint custody for him.
And so she should, y'all.
Right.
I agree with that. Don't take the child away from her dad, because regardless, maybe A and B didn't work out, but that's no fair to the child.
But at the same time, I can see where Katie's coming from with that Scientology church. They can very easily sway that baby away from her. You know what I'm saying?
Because
she's at that impressionable age.
Well,
oh,
hopefully
yeah, she
they
is.
Have a parental, what is that, child? Parenting plan.
Yeah.
That maybe that could be something that she put in the parenting plan, that she does not want her child associating with the Scientology.
Exactly.
Well, supposedly he said he wasn't going to, that he was going to respect that and not press Surrey into the Scientology.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That'd be good. And let the child go up and check for herself and
yeah,
make
exactly.
her own decision.
Let her choose what religion she wants to practice. If she does, you know.
If she does, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good to know. That's good to know.
Yeah, there was somebody else too that was going through something, was trying to hold on to their kids. I can't think when y'all were talking. I can't remember right now. I know one thing, Madonna's daughter Lori's is on her and told her to shut up and quit talking about Lady Gaga.
What?
Really?
Really?
Yeah, because Madonna's trying to do a beef with Lady Gaga. I mean, how old is Madonna?
She is. Yeah,
53?
Madonna's in her 50s. Yeah, she's in her 53.
50s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, her daughter told her, because I guess her daughter's a big fan of Lady Gaga.
Uh-huh.
So she told her mom to back up, leave her alone.
But you know what? Lady Gaga don't go for that mess. She's just like, treat with a grain of salt and keep on going. She says, I ain't got time for mess like that.
Exactly.
I mean, Lady Gaga got a head on her shoulders. I like Lady Gaga.
And real quick, just to put in, if you guys didn't know, Usher's ex-wife, Tamika, her son, Kyle Glover, has passed away.
Oh, they did. I'm plugging them.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they said
that.
Yeah,
she was fighting that because
he
had been
brain
dead for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's been brain dead for over a week. So,
yeah.
Okay. Well, bless her heart. She finally came to.
She finally came to grips that she had to let him go.
Yeah, and they're saying there could be some serious charges against the other jet skier. Jeffrey Humbert says that the Department of Natural Resources will take into account Kyle's death when they make the recommendation to the district attorney.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but at this time, the report is still coming together, so there's no timetable when the investigation will be complete or if there will even be charges filed.
Okay. Well, my condolences go out to Usher and his mom and the boy's mom.
Yeah.
I know
Tamika,
it's a hard thing to do, but,
Yeah,
sad. My condolences.
Very sad.
Yeah.
Well, then the other big gossip thing, y'all, Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
It looks like they might be getting back together. But you know what? I didn't know he was 15 years her junior.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And he said the main problem with Demi, not that he didn't love her, he cared about her from what I read, he got tired of her treating him like one of her kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you are a kid compared to her.
And didn't he say that she was a very needy woman?
Yeah. She's real needy.
Mm-hmm.
She was real needy, but I thought, and you know what? I could see her being that way toward him, having him as a husband, but also treating him like a child.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, he's not going to have the mental experience that
she had. That's what I was going to say. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So how can you expect that when you're a cougar going after these young men? Listen, old women. And I'm calling
you. She didn't say, listen, old women, okay? I'm listening, Miss Madam.
You know what I mean? You cougar women, when you go after these young men, you got to realize their mindset is not, okay, sexually is probably off the chain. God bless you.
Right.
Mentally, their mind is not where you at. You got to understand you can have youth and experience at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It will never happen,
that's
whether
right.
it's this lifetime, next time, or before. Those two things will never happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, with the youth, you're going to have some understanding there that he's going to say some things or do some things that you've already experienced and went through and don't feel like you should have to put up with it. Well, you should have thought about that before you got with that young stud.
Yeah, exactly. She sure should.
You know.
But they don't think about that.
Yeah, and I'm like, come on, Demi, you know. And then come to find out, they say they may not be married legally.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Kabbalah marriage.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was not a marriage of the JP or a minister. Yeah, it was a Kabbalah marriage. So they said, you know, there may not be nothing to divide among them if they do, because it was never a real legal marriage.
Oh, okay.
Said she called him her husband, and he would call her the wife, and they just went on that way. But because they're saying there's nothing for them to split up. It was not a legal marriage.
Hmm.
So there's no prenup or none of that. I know, huh?
That's messed up. Messed up.
Yeah, it is. It is, but yeah.
But
isn't
Demi, she's in drug rehab or for taking pain pills or something.
Yeah, pain.
You know?
Yeah. Well, she's out now, supposedly doing better, so I don't know. I guess they're trying to work it out and see if they can get back together. But she got to understand, he's 15 years old.
I think he's moving too fast.
Yeah.
I think he's moving too fast. I think he just needs to sit back and wait and see what happens and let all this stuff settle down so he can see where Demi's head is, because right now, Demi ain't nowhere where he expects her to be. I could see that.
No.
You know, she got to come to grips with herself.
Yeah.
Yeah. And on a side note, now I know what you were talking about, not to change the subject, but the person who had another child problem you were talking about, Mom, which is it's kind of a sick twist, but since kids, it was Sylvester Stallone. He laid to rest his son.
That's
Stallone.
His son. There you go.
He was 36
Sasha,
years old.
Wasn't his name Sasha? I think,
Sage.
Or something?
I thought it was Sage.
That's, Lord.
Yeah, and he was 36.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, Sean?
My condolences out to Sylvester Stallone, too.
Yeah, amen. And you know what, now, his son, is there an investigation? Because I thought they thought he might have committed suicide.
They said the circumstances are still surrounding his death are being investigated.
Yeah.
So at this time, they don't know, because he died July 13th in his L.A. home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Sylvester Stallone's first son. So no one knows at this time. No one knows. But thinking it's a possible drug dealing, but nothing's for sure.
Nothing's for sure. And they haven't done the autopsy yet either, so they said they're not going to say anything until they hear from the autopsy, if Sylvester released the autopsy to the public.
We're talking about an autopsy. Now, you know who had a quick burial was Andy Griffith.
They
buried him 4 hours after he died, but he requested that, though.
But Andy's Jewish, too.
Oh, he was Jewish?
Andy was Jewish.
Oh, I didn't know
that's
that.
That's why.
I didn't know that, because he still sang a lot of Baptist songs. He was in the Baptist church.
He was a country, but honey, he's Jewish. That's why they do that. Jewish do that. They have that burial right away.
Oh.
And a little bit more. Oh, I didn't know that.
Go ahead, Shaw.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, and for the people who are still mad at Penn State, well, they did remove the Joe Paterno. I can never say his name.
Paterno.
Paterno. They removed his statue,
mm-hmm.
statue from the Beaver Stadium, so
yeah.
it is no longer there.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
yep,
I mean,
down.
When they try to get rid of anything that just resembles him. But, yep,
mm-hmm.
they removed that statue.
Because he tarnished the
school
by,
yeah,
not
by not
telling the board what went down. And by
mm-hmm.
him being
mm-hmm.
a very high-profile coach, he should have said something. But instead, he protected his coach instead of his students, you know,
yep.
on the team. And that tarnished him. That tarnished him. If he had reported it, it would have never gotten this far.
Mm-mm.
His statue would be standing today.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
But he did not report it. And that was his failure. And he should have
yeah.
done that. Even though he'd have talked to, what's his name, he still would have had to report it, and he didn't do that. He talked to
mm-hmm.
him, but he didn't report it. Mm-hmm.
Yep, so they stripped it. It's adios, muchachos.
Yep. Mm. It's sad. All them years
yeah.
went for nothing.
Well, Shav, you got another motorcycle fan. You'd never believe what her little tiny butt.
Uh-oh. Who?
Jada Pickett. Jada's got a motorcycle.
Jada rides
Uh-oh.
Motorcycles, y'all. Got a picture of her.
Well, see,
with her little tiny. You know she's a size zero. Probably look like one of the kids on there.
Well, they got them for them women now. They got them for them little
bitty
women.
They sure do.
They got them for them. They got a lot of power.
Go, girl.
I know.
And Adele, if y'all remember Adele, the singer,
mm-hmm.
she is pregnant, and
yeah.
she's pregnant with a little boy.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, these little boys coming out here real good. Real good.
Yes, Ms.
Mm-hmm.
Adele Givens. And for you sports fans, only because I remembered this today, golf, Tiger came in third place.
Oh, yes. Did you see him hit that hole-in-one yesterday?
No.
Oh,
no.
He came out of the sand pit. He came out of the sand pit, girl, and he hit a hole-in-one. I said, you go. You go. I was so happy Tiger got that. He did three of them.
What?
He did three of them. Yes, ma'am. He
should. Well, let me go ahead and give those sports scores for the Major League
okay.
Baseball real quick. I'm going to combine
okay.
American League and National League scores. The Yankees and Athletics are still hitting it out, y'all, in the bottom 12, still four up. The
okay.
Rockies lost, yeah, good game. The Rockies lost to the Padres 2-3 in the 12th inning. The Dodgers beat the Mets 8-3. The Rangers and the Angels play tonight on ESPN at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. So in about 7 minutes, it'll be coming on. The Brewers
okay.
lost to the Reds 1-2. The Tigers beat the White Sox 6-4. The Nationals beat the Braves 9-2. The Blue Jays beat the Red Sox 15-7. The
wow.
Giants lost to the Phillies 3-4. The Mariners beat the Rays 2-1. The Mariners, the Pirates beat the Marlins 3-0. The Twins beat the Royals 7-5. The Cubs, damn, were you even there? Lost to the Cardinals 7-0. The Orioles beat the Indians 4-3. The Diamondbacks beat the Astros 8-2. And those are the scores for Major League Baseball.
All right.
Why, thank you there, Ms. Chabonet.
I do try.
All right, we're all up to date now.
mm-hmm.
Oh, I got another hot topic. Oh, go ahead, Shav, I'm sorry.
No. I said, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, mm-hmm. another hot topic. OJ begs Obama to set his ass free.
Oh, give me a break.
I know. Bloated and crippled convict frantic for a presidential pardon.
He's panicking, y'all. He's
mm-hmm.
panicking.
Mm-hmm. Simpson is certain that he'll die if he's not released soon. Mm-hmm. Now, let me tell y'all the update.
Okay.
His daughter is spending his money like no tomorrow. Because she said, my dad ain't going to never get out of jail. No, wait, and she literally said that. My dad ain't going to get out of jail.
Oh, that's why then he want to get out. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
She is spending his money and about to sell his house in Florida
because
she ain't made payments in 4 or 5 months, the mortgage
uh-huh.
payment.
Uh-huh.
So about to lose that,
yeah.
which he'll lose money on because
mm-hmm.
we're going to foreclosure. But, yeah, he left everything to his daughter to that oldest girl to take care, and she's running it.
Oh,
she ain't even
goodness.
Giving her brother no money. She is spending money, shopping sprees, flying here and there, and he's having a fit. And she just, you know, she just came right out and said, What is he going to do? He ain't going to ever get out of jail.
Wow. Okay.
I know, ain't that cold?
That is a low blow.
So once she goes through her dad's money, then what?
Mm-hmm. If he ever get out, ain't going to be nothing left because she done did it all.
I can't see. I'm like, honey,
so
you ain't no different
no
than James Brown and anybody else who went to jail. Handle it.
Yeah.
Because you got by for years without them even catching up with your ass, so handle it.
Yeah.
Tell Obama release you. Yeah. You better release yourself.
That is crazy.
And then I also want to give a kudos to, I know we all have said stuff about Lindsay Lohan, but I want to give kudos to her. She's doing Elizabeth Taylor's story, and y'all, she nailed it.
Did you
got to see Lindsay Lohan. She has nailed looking like Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, okay.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. She looks just like her. But, you know, Lindsay Lohan, regardless of everything else, y'all, she's a good actress.
She is.
The girl can act. She really can. You know,
she's been acting ever since she was, what, a teenager or a child? No, a child. She was a child actor.
Yes, she was. Yeah.
Yeah.
She has been.
Yeah. So she's been acting for a long time.
And talking about health issues, did y'all know Paula Deen, the chef that has diabetes? Why was her ass caught in Las Vegas at the old homestead? Warm banana pudding and a big fat chocolate cake. Chocolate
Ooh.
Cookie. That can't be good for your blood and sugar, girl. All right, Paula Deen.
I know.
She know better.
She probably ate some of it. She didn't eat all of it because that'll send her right over the roof, you know?
She
probably ate just enough to bring her sugar back up to the level where it's supposed to be.
Back up. She surpassed it.
Oh. Just enough, not the whole thing, Linda.
And then let's throw a little controversy, a little celebrity controversy out there. It said that Ted Kennedy uncovered the JFK Jr. murder plot. Now, I don't know how true it is. It says that Ted went to his grave with the secret, but he thinks that, well, not that he thinks, they're saying that why they had JFK cremated and his wife is because his wife was snorting coke. And they didn't say that she's a coke drug addict, but that she would snort coke on occasion. And I don't know, it's like they're saying that they... It wasn't normal the way his death was as far as the funeral and everything afterwards because they said, you know, the Kennedys are Catholics.
Right.
They do the coffin and in the grave. They don't do cremation. But JFK, they did cremation.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I know,
okay.
Weird, huh? I don't know, but like I said, controversy, celebrity, just something for y'all to think about out there. Like, wow, do you think they tried? I mean, look what they did to his father and his uncle. Shit.
True that.
Yep, anything is possible. So anyway, okay, well, next week's show is the sports show, and we'll have Coach Jordan on the show next week. And
all
as
right
always,
then.
You know, we have entertainment news, sports, and news of the weird. So with that, we're going to start closing out the show, and I'm going to let Bernice give her last two.
Well,
ahead,
my
Bernice.
Toodles to everyone, and I hope you have a great time. We have the Bye to Seattle going on this weekend, so hopefully the rest of you will be able to make it down. Good night, everyone.
And Ms. Chauvinet.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy your weekend. Hope you all have a great week, and see you next Sunday.
There you go. We'll see you next Sunday, and thank you so much for joining us today for Celebrity Show Gossip. And see you next Sunday for the sports show with Coach Jordan. We